hopefully this will get the subject on the kitchen table and maybe people talking about it, and maybe we can help eradicate it in our state, at least not be among the top 5% in the nation.
Shameful secrets are confronted as Skagway learns to choose respect. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Byrne Power. That story and more coming up. Threats to public employee collective bargaining rights have reached Alaska. Palmer Republican State Representative Carl Gatto has introduced a bill mimicking controversial measures in Wisconsin and other states. Gatto has said he wants to ensure fiscal certainty for future generations of Alaska, but Governor Sean Parnell and Gatto's fellow lawmakers say it's unnecessary. Public employee unions vow to fight it if it goes any further. Casey Kelly reports from Juneau.
House Bill 200 would do away with public employees' collective bargaining for health care, retirement benefits, and working conditions, but keep it intact for wages. Bill sponsor, Representative Carl Gatto, says it's a preemptive strike against the financial uncertainty currently being experienced in other states.
Our children are already saddled with enormous debt on the federal level, $47,000 for every man, woman, and child. And all these states are now having debt. Well, they can't borrow money for their debts. They're stuck.
Alaska has more than $10 billion in reserve funds, but oil tax revenue won't produce at the same level forever. But why go after public employees? Gatto thinks the public sector has had it too good for too long.
I think we've gotten some gold-plated medical benefits, some gold-plated retirement benefits that nobody in the private sector has. They think this is pretty spectacular.
Everybody likes to say that public employees have a Cadillac plan and are living high on the hog. Not the case.
Jim Duncan is business manager for the Alaska State Employees Association, the state's largest public employee union representing about 8,500 workers. He's also a former administration commissioner and has negotiated contracts on both sides of the table. Duncan says Gatto is misinformed when it comes to the state's labor negotiations. State workers bargain for wages, working conditions, and an employer contribution to health care, but that's it. Retirement is non-negotiable.
It's real overreach by Representative Gatto. He's trying to address a problem that doesn't even exist in the state, and I'm very confident that that bill will not pass this legislature.
He says working conditions for state employees could potentially suffer the most if the bill were to become law.
We have good measures in the state, but there are times when problems occur at the work site, and we need to be able to assure our members and assure the working men and women of this state who are public employees that if they're having difficulty at the work site, they do have some protection, and that comes through their collective bargaining agreement that we've been able to negotiate with the state.
Duncan says ASEA is ready to activate its membership to protest the bill if it's scheduled for a hearing, but that appears unlikely with less than 3 weeks left in this year's session. House Democrats call the bill foolish, and Governor Sean Parnell says he thinks collective bargaining is working just fine in Alaska.
Negotiations are being conducted in good faith, both by our administration and by the unions, and I've seen no reason to change the current structure at this point.
Gatto's bill does have its supporters. Bill Starr represents the Eagle River Chugiak area on the Anchorage Assembly and serves as chair of its Budget and Finance Committee. He's been critical of union contracts negotiated by the administration of former mayor and current U.S. Senator Mark Begich. A private developer, Starr says his employees don't get anywhere near the benefits received by city workers.
We'd like to keep and retain our employees, obviously, but the attitude that we would give something that's not offered in the private sector, that's just not necessary.
Gatto's bill would exempt police, firefighters, and other public sector workers who are unable to strike from restrictions on collective bargaining. A former member of the Anchorage Firefighters Union, Gatto admits he's heard from some former coworkers who are opposed to his legislation.
I'm not sure what they think because I haven't talked to them in 20 years, but they feel, why am I doing this? Well, read the bill and think about what the future holds.
Gatto has introduced a broader right-to-work bill, which would prohibit collective bargaining agreements that require employees to join a union. That bill, like HB 200, has no co-sponsors and has yet to receive a hearing. A 2009 state survey showed Alaska provides more money to individual health plans than most other states, but less than the overall market, including the private sector. And in 2006, the legislature voted to change the state's public employees' retirement system from a defined benefit plan, which guarantees a monthly pension for retirees, to a defined contribution plan similar to a 401k account. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
Governor Sean Parnell and First Lady Sandy Parnell will be leading an Alaska-wide call to recognize the problems of domestic violence and sexual assault with an event called Choose Respect on March 31st. It will feature marches and rallies in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, and over 50 communities across the state. Skagway is one of those communities. KHNS spoke to Kathy Hofsford, who is coordinating Choose Respect in downtown Skagway.
The governor made an effort last March, I believe it was, to launch Choose Respect issues because it, you know, it's just something that we keep silent about. And I can give you a few statistics. I have them right in front of me here. It's amazing how many cases just in the last 10 years have to do with sexual abuse of a minor, the domestic violence responses that we've had. I want to read one thing. A child was present in 43% of assaults involving domestic violence reported to the Alaska State Troopers in 2004. 43% had a child watching that act. 26.4% of eyewitnesses were under the age of 18. They were present during these assaults that had occurred. Again, for the longest time, we've just been silent about this, and especially in our smaller communities, and I just think it's wonderful that, you know, we can participate as a community to bring the awareness to people and to make it so people aren't ashamed. Once we bring it to the forefront, it's like anything. It eradicates the problem. It's like cigarette smoking. We all smoked it one time. A lot of us don't anymore because we were educated about the subject.
Have there been any studies that show, for instance, any specific causal effects like alcoholism or just being cooped up in the home all winter or anything like that?
I do believe in some of the literature that I was reading, alcohol was involved in many of the cases simply because of our rural areas and the alcoholism problems that we have within it. Here's one. Alaska Native females were about three times more likely than Alaska Native males to have been hospitalized for injuries due to assault. The Alaska Trauma Registry has that.
Also with Kathy was a worker from AWARE, who would help provide more information about the problems of abuse.
My name is Andrea Browning, and I work at AWARE, which is the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Program in Juneau. And we provide services to 9 rural communities outside of Juneau, including Haines, Skagway, Kluckwan. And so just to speak to the staggering numbers, especially with such a sexual assault, since they've been collecting sexual assault statistics, which was either started in the late 70s or early 80s, Alaska has never fallen out of the top 5 for the United States for the most sexual assaults. So just to give you kind of an idea of the prevalence and how big an issue this is, you know, per capita, Alaska has some very staggering statistics.
The march and rally will be held between 12 noon and 1 p.m. on the 31st in Skagway. Kathy Hofsford explains more.
We are going to start on 2nd and Broadway next to the National Park Service offices, and we are going to continue our march about down to 6th Avenue, so there will be 4 blocks down, over to State Street, and then ultimately ending at the Elks Lodge on State Street, and there we'll have a variety of refreshments and beverages. And again, we will have the governor's comments on DVD for the participants to get educated on this. Our guest speaker will be Deputy Commissioner of Public Safety, Bob Gorder. And we will also have our a local fellow, Sam Selmer, who is a great speaker, and he will be introducing some of these statistics. And then we have a girl, Brandy Mayo, who is goes to Skagway School here, who recently wrote a speech on domestic violence against women recently, and I think we're going to have her read her piece on that. And we'll have some pamphlets to hand out and some good information.
If you are in an abusive situation and you are listening to this broadcast, or if you know of someone who needs help, Andrea Browning explains how AWARE can assist you.
Certainly, if there's an immediate safety issue, they can call their local law enforcement. But also for support here in the northern southeast Alaska panhandle, AWARE provides services, and we have a toll-free number. It's 1-800-478-1090, and we answer that phone 24/7. And anyone who is in need of a safe place to stay certainly can call us, and if there's an immediate need, we can provide emergency transportation to a shelter or provide a safe home in their community if that exists.
Finally, Kathy Hofsford explains what her hopes are for this event.
And hopefully this will get the subject on the kitchen table and maybe people talking about it, and maybe we can help eradicate it in our state, at least not be among the top 5% in the nation.
Yes, there are some things we don't want to be best at.
You better believe it. And I just, again, am really excited to really encourage those people to come out and so we can carry the banner proudly down the street that we support what the governor's efforts are here.
For KHNS News, this is Burn Power with help tonight from Tara Bicknell and Casey Kelly.